Yeah, it's truly deranged, and it's to the point where I feel like we have to read it to you, dear listener, for you to understand the insane tone that this is being handled with. So this is in Forbes, and it says, Walmart may soon become the largest primary care provider in the country. And you read that, and you're like, oh my God, please don't let it happen. Like, it's a horrifying thought. And then this guy, Sai Balasubramanian, MD, JD, whatever the fuck JD.
A lawyer, I think? Is he a doctor? And come on, you can't be both. That's absurd. Pick one and then make money off of it. Don't like go into debt more to have a second degree. That's just silly.
Right. So this guy wrote an article, and I'm just going to read it to you verbatim, because the like Chris was mentioning in the group chat before we recorded, the tone on this is like it's in the stratosphere. It's just, it's on a different level. And he starts, over the years, Walmart has proven time and again its deep-rooted resilience, ability to adapt, and commitment to innovation.
Oh my God.
For decades now, the company has been known as a retail powerhouse, consistently managing to provide products at discount prices and great value. Furthermore,
that's their brand. This is an advertisement for Walmart. Great Value is the name of their fucking brand.
It's like Walmart stenography. It's really weird.
This is like how the State Department writes all the press releases about Ukraine for the major news agencies, but Walmart is like as big of a deal as the fucking U.S. State Department at this point.
Yeah. Over the years, Northrop Grumman has proved time and again its deep-rooted resilience.
Innovation and diversity.
Yeah, exactly. So he continues, furthermore, Walmart has been able to capitalize on something unique that nearly no other retailer has been able to achieve: deep penetration into the fabric of American society and culture. Okay, one, that's just not true. Like, Target is just as iconic in many ways as Walmart is. There's plenty of other like iconic, you know, American brands, Nike, McDonald's. So, you know, shut up. And then he also says that this reputation has given the company the bandwidth and ability to survive even the toughest battles against online retailers such as Amazon or other large retailers such as Target and Kroger. These factors have equally positioned Walmart to potentially become one of the largest healthcare players in the country, especially with regards to increasing access to quality healthcare for populations that most need it. So what they're saying is Walmart is a company that is set up to cater to populations in the United States that most need healthcare. In other words, that have been put under, you know, the thumb of economic oppression the most strongly. And this guy's solution to that is, okay, since Walmart is, you know, cunning enough on the market to come in here and sell cheap shit to the poors, maybe we should let them give the poors healthcare too.
They got lots of poor people around. Those poor people need healthcare. Healthcare can be sold for money. Look, I'm just saying, all the aspects are there. Everything is here to line up perfectly. Yeah.
Well, it's crazy because the thinking is like, okay, we need cheaper, more affordable healthcare. And like, you know, everybody's screaming, like, just give it to us. Just have the government give us the healthcare, please. It's so easy. And they're like, what if Walmart sold it? They sell cheap stuff.
You guys love Walmart. It's penetrated the culture deeply. God only gives his hardest battles to his strongest soldiers like Walmart. So I think they're up to the challenge.
Yeah. So he continues. He says, as of today, Walmart operates nearly 4,700 plus stores in the U.S. alone, indicating its strong national reach. I also love the tone of this where he's like, we're appraising Walmart right now. Let me give you an idea of what Walmart is. It's a national brand.
They got many, many stores.
Shit, we all know. Yeah. And so he says, leveraging this prolific physical presence into providing healthcare is a natural step for a company, especially with Walmart's experienced leadership expertise and resources. As I wrote about last year, Walmart has been rapidly ramping up its healthcare business, providing retail customers robust primary care services in select locations. The company's care clinic concept. Okay, it's not a care clinic. It's a care clinic concept. Offers services such as, quote, primary care, dental, counseling, labs and x-rays, health screening, optometry, hearing, fitness and nutrition, health insurance, and enrollment, and is currently being offered in various states, including Arkansas, Georgia, Illinois, Texas, etc.
I love that service of enrollment. They mean enrollment in health insurance? Like, it kind of feels like they copy-pasted and, like, he didn't quite catch everything with the copy. Like, is it supposed to say enrollment in healthcare plan? But he was just like, you got enrollment, you got buying.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be health insurance and enrollment, but like that doesn't really make any sense because it's health insurance enrollment, not health enrollment.
Yeah.
I'm enrolling
signing
in health.
Up for health. It's finally time to be healthy. Going to Walmart.
And so it's not even that long of an article, which is kind of the craziest thing. So he says, in a groundbreaking initiative last year, Walmart announced that it would be partnering with world-renowned electronic medical records company Epic for use in its healthcare facilities. This announcement marked a significant milestone, as Epic is one of the most widely used EMR systems, used by more than 2,000 hospitals. This highlights that Walmart is ready to make the investment and develop the partnerships necessary to become a serious player in the healthcare business. So basically, this guy's standing by and he's like, okay, Walmart, you're the go-to example for, you know, corrupt American monopoly capitalism. And I'm here to tell you, like, Walmart, he's our man. If he can't control healthcare, no one can.
Yeah, there's like at no point in this article is it at all clear that this man like knows what healthcare is beyond just like a product that you can sell to make a profit. And he's just really excited that Walmart is going to be able to offer that product and make more profit with all of their toughness and resilience or whatever.
Yeah, this is how bleak the future looks. It's like the state fails over and over again to offer any sort of like material benefit to its existence. It offers nothing to justify its existence other than continued like global imperialist conflict and like just rampant corruption. And so private corporations are going to step in and say, hey, you're never going to get universal healthcare. So what about universal Walmart brand, like off brand, like prescriptions to SSRIs to make you want to kill yourself less while you work at Walmart?
Yeah, they're like, oh, free healthcare. How about great value brand doctor?
Yeah, exactly.
Your doctor is a Boston Dynamics robot wearing a Walmart lab coat.
No. Okay, so the reality is actually not too far off from that because a number of years ago, my buddy went and got his medical card for weed in California right when they legalized it for medical. And the doctor, the quote-unquote doctor that he talked to was just a doctor on Skype on an iPad on like a stand. And they had draped a lab coat around the stand that had the iPad on it. That's going to be your doctor. That's going to be your doctor. You're going to Walmart. There's going to be a fucking like, except it's not going to be a real person on the other end. It's going to be like a chat bot level of AI that is like, how are you feeling? What is wrong with your body? And then it just fucking Googles it, WebMDs it, and sends you home with fucking antibiotics.
I mean, you're probably going to walk into the fucking Walmart and be like, ooh, the doctor kiosk. Let me just go get diagnosed. And you're like, okay, I think I need my prescription updated. And the kiosk it scans you and then it just displays a bold impact font that says, sorry, the ice cream machine is not functioning today. Please come back at another time.
Yeah. But the guy who's in charge of figuring out how to make a robot arm that can like pat your arm consolingly in a realistic way, that guy is going to be a billionaire. He's going to make so much money. And you're going to be very comforted by it when the robot is like, I am sorry, I cannot offer you any healthcare today. Please come back tomorrow. It's going to pat your shoulder and you're going to be like, I almost thought that was a human for a second there. It kind of felt like a human.
Well, speaking of almost being a human, I want to talk a little bit about the author of this article because you don't even have to Google him. He, in his own little blurb at the end of the article, it says, Sai Balasubramanian, MD, JD. I am a physician, speaker, and writer focusing on the intersections of healthcare, digital innovation, and policy.
Great intersection.
So, only one of those things is real. I completed an MD, JD dual degree with distinguished honors. I was previously a strategy consultant for a global consulting firm where I advised large corporations on enterprise performance and workflow success. I know that when I need someone to advise my large corporation on enterprise performance and workflow success, I get a medical doctor who's also a juris doctor.
Yeah, this is why he's so rah-rah for it. Because like this article, I mean, it definitely feels like Walmart wrote it. But to me, it almost feels like a level above that. Like it feels like Walmart's grandma wrote this article. And they're so proud of Walmart for how much success they've had. Like it reads like somebody who's like telling her friends about how her grandson got top of his class in law school and then what he's going to do next and being like, he's positioned in such a way to, like, he's so smart, he's such a little genius, he's going to be going so far, like, stuff that you would be embarrassed to brag about yourself. Like, this guy is like, right. I will big up Walmart in ways that they're too embarrassed to do themselves, even in their own propaganda.
Right, because I'm a medical doctor and a juris doctor who has used all of that combined, you know, decade of study in university to check notes, make extremely rich people much more money.
Yeah. The funny thing about, like, I've definitely heard multiple people say this about law school and some say it about a medical school, is that it's like, after graduating mm-hmm. from either one of those, you don't really feel like you know how to be a lawyer or a doctor. Like, you learn sort of like the book stuff, and then you have to, like, go get a job, and then that's where you actually sort of, like, figure out on the ground how to do that job. So this guy might have just spent like 15 years studying, and then he's like, well, what can I do? How about consulting? And basically has like no actual knowledge of the real world.
So this guy's problem is that he was never thrown into an actual, like, medical or legal, like, jobby mm-hmm. job right out of school, basically. Like, he was never given his season one of Scrubs moment where Zach Braff goes from, like, a completely incompetent newbie mm-hmm. to, like, a somewhat affable, you know, very comfortable at his job type of, like, you know, everyman figure. He's never going to make mm-hmm. it to everyman. Yeah. He went straight from, like, college graduate to extremely, like, terminally business brain capitalist
psycho. Yeah, he's always the businessman. He's never the everyman. What's on his LinkedIn?
He's like, I don't need Scrubs. I can do this all on my own. I am a Superman.